Yeah. This is what we're going to do right now. There is something insidious about the way we're being nickel and dimed to death by the U.S. Post Office. I'd like to talk about it. They're raising postage 1 penny. It's going to 33 cents. So I guess we're not being nickel and dimed here. We're being pennied to death. But it's very subtle because it does just involve a penny here and a couple of pennies there. So it never hits us that hard. The powers that be just kind of slip it in there. But I'd like to talk for a moment about this. The steady, continuous rise in postal rates have bothered me over the years. How much harder can it be to throw a letter in the mailbox this year than last year? What do you mean they need more money? Huh? It's the same effort. What's going on? There's no end to it. The price keeps going up, but it's still just a mailman going door to door with a letter. The letter weighs the same. I think they have some sort of agreed upon rate that they want to charge for a standard letter. You know, say $10, but they can't just say, hey, you need a $10 stamp. If you're going to send that tiny little letter, mister, you're going to need a $10 stamp. So they've agreed to go at it in this insidious way, adding a penny here and then another three there and then a couple more. And we're kind of pacified because it's just a penny. We can't really be bothered by that. But if we knew the goal was to one day stick us with a $10 stamp, which I suppose would be in about 400 years, maybe we'd get our ire up and do something about this and not let them keep adding these pennies. Because I think the dirty little plan here that no one's talking about is the $10 stamp. I think they have a date and a year in mind, and they're moving ever so slowly in that direction. And they figure the best way to pull it over on us is to just penny us. Couple here, couple there. I say we have somebody bust them, call them on this, expose them, and let them know where we're on to. We see what you're doing, Post Office. You're not fooling anyone anymore. You knew it wasn't going to be long before we caught on. Heck, it wasn't long ago. I remember it cost a dime to send a letter. Well, they're on their way to increasing that 100-fold, folks. And they're already up to 33 cents. How many more decades before it'll be close to a buck? Huh? What is this? At least with gas prices, sure, they go up. Yeah, they go up, but they occasionally come down. Do stamp prices ever come down? No, because that's the wrong direction. That's not how you get to the $10 stamp. There's something wrong with this, seriously wrong with this. There has to be a $10 stamp committee somewhere, hell-bent on making our lives miserable. And why am I the only one talking about it? Why am I the only one who feels the Chinese water torture of this penny here, penny there approach? Wake up, America. You folks are the same ones who don't see the black chopper build up at UN headquarters, aren't you? Well, snap out of it, huh? Sometimes it's like I'm the only one aware of the big picture. And that's lonely. Like the rest of the world is just sleeping, just sleeping. Well, quit sleeping. I can't sleep at night, I'll tell you that. I woke up last night to a strange sound in my basement. And I'll tell you right now, I know there were government operatives down there. And don't call me paranoid. I know what I heard, and I heard G-men. In the morning, I went downstairs. I didn't see anything really in the basement, but I looked in the corner, and there was a mouse in a mousetrap. A dead mouse. Yeah, I had put the trap there. But that mouse was a deer mouse. We don't have that variety in our neighborhood. Know what I'm saying? Don't you see what I'm saying? It was intended to be a message, I think. It was like the horse head in The Godfather. Well, I think I got the message, thank you. And now my house is more heavily armed and fortified than the Davidian compound at Waco. You ever wonder why you sometimes look in your dryer and find only the one sock when you could swear you washed the complete pair? After a couple of years, there are all these single socks, no matches. You think these things happen by accident? No one questions it. This is the work of some entity, some agency, some other force that I think is working against us. And when people say to me, well, how do you know that? I say, what other explanation do you have? You know, You put the mouse in the trap with the growth in the cost of U.S. stamps, and you start to ask yourself, who's running the show? Huh? What shadow force is at work here? I don't have to remind you of the Kennedy assassination again, do I? I'll tell you what, I don't exactly know who's behind all this. But let me just say, they never found Hitler's body. The dirty little secret of World War II is they never looked that hard for Hitler's body. They bought the Berlin suicide story, hook, line, and sinker. Well, come on down to the Super America by my house some evening and watch from the corner when the old guy at the counter turns sideways. Imagine a mustache on him and tell me you're not looking at the spitting image of the Fuhrer himself. Just a little older, that's all. Oh, I see. You think I'm nuts. Well, that's what they said when I was down in St. Peter. Those doctors called my case classic. Well, what I think is classic is the ignorance of the vast majority of the American people who still choose to believe that all of our telephones aren't being bugged on a daily basis. I can hear it still today. Every time I call my shrink, that clicking in the background. It's so damn obvious. Doesn't the government have more sophisticated devices than that? Holy moly! Come on, guys. You can't even fool Joe Sixpack. How are you going to swing that one-world government deal? It's also twisted. It's devious as all get-out. Hard to unravel completely. It's an enigma surrounded by a puzzle wrapped in a mystery. They never let you get at the why, the who, but the guy pulling the strings, but he's up to something big, and I think the crap's going to hit the fan come January 1, 2000. That's when it'll all come down. So get ready, people, because that's when the old Antichrist reveals himself, and 5 will get you 10. He does so by simply stepping out from behind the counter at my neighborhood Super America store. Surprise, he'll say. Surprise! Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.